The following show is dedicated to Mia Park and Barbara Yang. The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning and welcome to Talk Saratoga on this September the 27th. And we are three quarters of the way through 2025, if you can believe it. And get outside. The weather's supposed to be great for the next week. And the leaves are starting to turn. I don't know when the peak is, but it's going to be pretty close. And I want to welcome our guest this morning. She's kind of special to me. We met a bunch of years ago when we both worked at the track during the summer. And she's quite a young lady and has her own business now, among other things. I want to welcome Alicia Bean. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
So you have been so busy since we met, I don't know how many years ago it was, but I mean, you're only 21, so we're like maybe 10 when you were working at the track.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. But, you know, I was so impressed as you were growing because we used to talk a lot and had some of the same issues. And you've just made so much of yourself. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Why don't you give us a little bit about your story?
I don't know where to begin because I've known you for so long.
Begin where you would like.
You know, I went to college for social work in New Hampshire. And after doing that for about 10 years, I decided it just wasn't for me anymore. And it was funny because I was working as an EMT at the same time and I realized I loved medicine. So I switched into nursing and I'm in nursing school now. I'm a mom to a very energetic 8-year-old.
Yeah, they're all energetic.
But, you know, every time I leave Saratoga, I come back. So I know I'm in the right place.
Yeah, this is your home. Yeah, it's pretty neat. And you know, I mean, we kind of lost track a little bit when you were in college, but you used to come home in the summers and I used to, you know, we used to see each other up at the track. And then you started, you thought about starting a business.
I did.
So did you use, when you started the business called Peer and Company, and we'll find out what that is, did you use your medical background to come up with the idea of what to make? Because you're pretty much, I don't want to say homeopathic, but everything you use is pretty much natural. Why don't you tell us about how you started?
Yeah, at the time I had a little bit of medical knowledge when this first started, not as much as I do now, but I was a mom to a pretty sensitive skinned little kid. I had sensitivities to a lot of the commercial cosmetics. And with COVID, I was seeing all these homesteading TikToks and hobbies popping up. They were trending. And I was like, that sounds kind of nice. Maybe I should do something a little more homemade. And I thought soap making would be the best hobby because it wasn't something that wouldn't be used. I didn't want a hobby that was just going to take time without giving me something in the house. And I really wanted to have something that was healthy and really natural where I knew where the ingredients came from so I could pinpoint if something was bothering myself or someone in my family.
Okay. Did you have kind of an inspiration or was it just that you wanted to make something healthy for people?
I started it kind of as a just for me hobby. It didn't start as I wanted to help people. I just kind of wanted a something to do at home, killed some time, kept us away from the TV. But I remember growing up as a kid and I loved making homemade spa treatments.
Really?
And I wanted to do like spa birthday parties with my friends. And I thought it was kind of funny when I was seeing people making soap on the internet. Right. Because it reminded me of doing that when I was 12. Okay. And I never really lost the love for that and like the enjoyment of like mixing a few things together and seeing how it turned out. And so it kind of started as more of a fun, passion, kind of playful hobby that then kind of became a whole basement full of soap. And then you kind of go, what do you do with it? And my dad had said to me, why don't you try selling it? And I said, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. And then next thing you know, I have a business.
Well, you know, my daughter is great in arts. I mean, she can do anything, paint, she can draw, she can crochet, she can needlepoint. She makes magnets. And she does that as a hobby. But she thought, geez, maybe I'll do it and go to craft fairs and that. Well, she went to two of them. She's so shy that, you know, she just can't do it, but she is so talented. And I think when you're young, I mean, she started young. And when you're young, you develop a passion for what you like to do and kind of incorporate that in your life, whether it's a business or a hobby where you can sell things. But, I mean, you are more of a business now because you do have so many different products. You even get into shower gels and bath soaps now, too, don't you?
Yeah, we have bath bombs. We have this thing called bubble bars that are kind of, it's kind of like a bath bomb, but it's actually bubble bath in a, like a solid form. They look like little ice cream scoops for the kids.
Really?
We have a whole goat milk collection. Shout out to my friend in Tarleton because I get my goat milk straight from her, from her goats Willow and Magnolia.
Oh, wow.
So I kind of dabbled and I was like, oh, this is fun to make. And then I kind of moved on to the next thing. I think we have about 40 different scents for bar soap now because it just was so much fun to kind of keep going. And
So are the soaps named Willow and Magnolia?
They are not.
Okay.
We have some creative names. There's one that we like to call Dusk Hollow, and it's like a sandalwood type scent. I like it. It's very woodsy. My son really enjoys fantasy books, and so we kind of play around with names when he hangs out with me while I'm making stuff. And one day we just came up with Dusk Hollow. It just kind of felt like a woodsy fantasy name, and it felt like it fit the soap, so that's what it became. We have a pear soap that is made with like the Southern France Riviera pears, so we call it French Riviera pear. Not quite as original, but it's funny, every time someone smells it, they don't realize it's pear until I tell them that's what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
But it does have a scent.
Yeah, and all we have a few other ones like Glacial Waters and stuff too.
Yeah, I got your website out now, and I'm looking at the different products. What does Glacial Water smell like? Because I love things like cotton or the barber doesn't know it, but she wears this hairspray. It's called La Papier. It's the paper in French, but it's unisex, and it's so nice. It's made with rice water and musk and different things, but it's very mellow. And so I love things like glacier or the sea. You know what I mean? They smell fresh in that.
Glacial water is, it's kind of hard to explain. It's kind of a musky scent. I like to think of it as a really clean, really pure kind of men's cologne. It kind of reminds me of the very basic cologne, like a boy would get as his first cologne. But I liked that it wasn't so many fragrances at once when I mixed it.
Okay.
It came out really pure. It has sandalwood and patchouli. It has a little musk in there. I like to add lavender to a lot of my products. So not quite as watery as it sounds.
Well, I think you sold me on the glacial water, the lemongrass, and the citrus grove. I'm going to have to try those. And I want to, I told you before, I want to get something for her.
Okay.
And because I tell you, you have so many different odor, you know, smells and different, and you even have unscented.
I do. I do have unscented for people that are really sensitive to smells because they deserve a very pure soap as well that isn't going to bother them. The other thing that I think is really fun, we have so many scents, but I can also mix them together. So when I'm doing, so we have a foaming hand soap, and that's probably my favorite thing to do with people is the foaming hand soap because they get to customize whatever scent they want in it.
Okay.
And we started with pretty basic scents, things like strawberry, watermelon, vanilla, lavender. And then I added sweet orange, and then I added the glacial water and what I like to call Lady Lily. It's a it's a water lily scent.
Okay, and where do you get your lilies from? A farm in Charlton?
No, not a farm in Charlton. I actually get them from someone in Maine.
You don't have to. You don't have
to. I don't want to give all the secrets away.
No, no.
But it's been really fun. I was at the farmer's market working at the Wednesday market all summer. And I had two little girls come up to me that wanted, they couldn't decide on the hand soap scent that they wanted, but they wanted something fruity. And we actually customized their soap to have watermelon, strawberry, and sweet orange in it.
Really?
And that became my fruit punch scent. So I tell people we can mix and match. If you want to put vanilla and lavender together so it's a little sweeter, we can do that. I can mix all the fruities together to make kind of a fun, like, summer hand soap for your guest bathroom. So I've really enjoyed working with people and finding the scents that really, really make them happy or are really calming and relaxing to them. Because it gives me new ideas for things I can try for myself or I can make as products for other people that might enjoy them.
And so now you have shower gel.
Mm-hmm.
And you have body lotion.
Yes. Okay. I have a shea-based, it's a very thick body lotion.
Okay.
Really good in the winter.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. I mean, that's, I mean, here again, I use myself as an example. I have a tendency to bite my fingernails and, in the car, she always grabs my hand if we're going somewhere. And she goes, you have to start using moisturizer, especially in the wintertime, because your hands dry out, and that's not good for you. And my daughter did this about 10 years ago. Every Christmas, she would get me some sort of hand lotion, you know. And it does help. It really does.
Yeah.
And I know my wife uses shea butter because it is thick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
I love it. I think it gives, whether it's in soaps or it's in a lotion, it gives such a nice moisturizing and like creamy feel. Mm-hmm. I think it makes the products really silky, which is what I look for in like a good lotion. But I also look for in a soap. I don't want it to feel drying on my skin. I want it to feel really luxurious. So okay. I do add a lot of shea butter to a lot of my products.
Sure.
But for winter, I love our In the Shower oil. It's okay. A body oil that we have it in a pump tube, and you can add whatever scent to it if you want. It's a mix of different oils. I have jojoba, sweet almond, coconut, and olive in there. And you actually apply it in the shower. You stand away from the water, put it on, let it sit for like 30 seconds, and then just rinse it off. And your skin is super moisturized. Wow. But you don't have that sticky, I just covered myself in oil feeling all day.
Yeah.
And I really love it for winter because it just locks in the moisture so much more than lotion on its own.
Boy, I'm going to be a customer of yours, I'll tell you.
Aw, thank you.
Different things. You started doing this as a kid, as a child, experimenting with different stuff. And your transition from a hobby to a business, and obviously it's taken off. You sell on Etsy.
I do.
All right. Anywhere else online? I know you have an online store.
I have a website. I don't have a store on its own on the website. My website will actually take you to our Etsy shop now.
Well, that's good, because then you don't have to pay for a separate cash register and stuff and that.
I do plan to do some more craft fairs. We don't have any lined up right now. Mm-hmm. We are not currently selling at the farmer's market. We only sold for the summer. But we've thought about doing, they have like a holiday market. There's been consideration with that.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping in the spring we might be able to switch to Saturdays.
Okay.
I think Wednesday evenings were, they were great, but I think it was hard for some people to get there.
Sure.
Because it is 3 to 6 p.m. on a Wednesday, and sometimes you don't get out early enough.
Right. That's tough.
So I think we'll try and get in for the Saturday morning.
The holidays, like Christmas comes around or fall, you know, you got pumpkin. Do you make like special soaps for certain times of the year?
I do. Over the summer, we had a lot of citrus scents. I did a pink lemonade that was raspberry and lemon, and it actually had ground oatmeal in it to kind of be exfoliating. You know, kids get messy in the yard. But for fall, the plan is to release them October 6th. We are going to start with a pumpkin cheesecake scent because everybody needs a little pumpkin and a little sweetness in their life. And we're also going to have an apple cider scent coming out. I think both of those, especially as hand soaps in your guest bathroom, in your kitchen, will be great. And then starting November 1st, we will have some of our Christmas scents coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The two big ones for like the liquid hand soap, the body wash is, what do we call it? Christmas Movie Magic.
Oh, wow.
It is a blend of orange, vanilla, and a little hint of pine. And then we're doing hot cocoa as well.
Oh, my God.
Because sometimes you just want to smell sweet.
Yeah. No, that's pretty neat.
And then we will have a candy cane bar soap coming out as well, because sometimes you like peppermint. And I know sometimes as a hand soap or a body wash or lotion, the peppermint's a little too strong. So we figured a bar soap would be perfect. Yeah. And they're great as stocking stuffers.
See that? We'll have to... We'll have to announce this as we go along, too. Mm-hmm. I'll get some information and we'll do that.
Okay.
I want to apologize. My allergies are acting up, and it had to be. I can't get by it. And normally I can on Saturdays, but with Alicia here. So it's not because she awes me with her presence, which she does, but yeah, my allergies are cracking my voice, so I apologize. How are soaps made? How are your soaps made? I know we talk about natural ingredients, mm-hmm. and that you don't use dyes,
yes.
And you know, things like that.
So the soap making process is called saponification, but it's really just the fancy word for mixing lye, which is your fat, with natural oils. Okay. So I ratio out a little bit of lye, I add it to water, it heats up. So I like to do it outside where it's ventilated and not in the basement. But I heat it up, I let it cool to a certain temperature, and I then add a certain ratio of olive oil, coconut oil, shea butter. I like to use jojoba oil as well. And you kind of start mixing it, and you can see it. It goes from what looks like a clear oil to the creamy color.
Oh, okay.
And you pour it in the molds.
All right.
You can add the scent to it once everything's fairly well blended. Sometimes I like to add things like crushed lavender. I've added crushed rose petals that were dried out before. So sometimes I'll add a little something extra if I want it throughout the whole soap. If not, I pour it in the mold first and then I just top the bar soap with it. The worst part of the whole process is waiting 4 to 6 weeks for it to cure. It's a long wait to have the reward, but it's so worth it.
Now that's every scent that you have to let cure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's for bar soaps. For like lotions and the body washes, those are pretty same day.
Oh, okay.
We use like a Castile soap base. that we add to different oils, and that kind of creates the body wash. And then as far as lotions go, that's a lot of mixes of different oils and stuff to kind of get there.
You know, we talked about a sample case. When Saratoga Chocolate first started out, I had her in here, and we did a sample taste of all the well, not all the candies, but a lot of candies, and I could hardly walk out of here after the show. But then her husband started to go around, because she made it out of a restaurant. They let her use the kitchen, and they put a sample case together, and he just traveled. He left his job, became a salesperson, and they sell their candy all over the place now. And so you get your sample case together, young lady. Yeah, you should, because that is a big that is a big benefit when you're going out to different places.
I have my own personal salesman. My son, Charlie, goes to every show likes to sell the soap. So I think he would be begging to miss school in order to travel around and sell soap for me.
I'm sure he would. But yeah, I mean, you're so busy in your life anyway with your job that it's kind of different. But does this kind of... and I'm sure everybody that works always gets overwhelmed with things from time to time. Is this kind of like you go down and make soap or lotion and it kind of eases you out and takes pressure off? Is that?
Yeah, it honestly does. Being in nursing school and working in the hospital, 8 to 12 hour shifts can be really tiresome. And sometimes you're not ready to sit. I think you're so used to being busy and hustling through the day and kind of bouncing around that you get home and you don't know how to sit still at first. So you need something a little bit quieter. And I find that this is like the best way to transition. The smell of the soaps are so calming. I swear my basement has its own unique smell because there's all the different herbs and fragrances blended. Sure. And it's such a relaxing smell to even, I can just go down there and label bottles that I'm going to fill. Right. And it's relaxing because I'm smelling everything and it gives me something kind of
busy and something you enjoy. And usually businesses or hobbies like that, that's kind of a bring down, kind of get you back to, you know, being calm and stuff.
I really love making all of the Facebook posts and social media posts for the business too. I find that taking the pictures, I've always enjoyed photography. And so taking product photos and designing ads, especially like on a day where I don't want to do a lot after, it's been a really long day, I'm really tired, and I know I got to be up early the next day. Sure. Just sitting at the computer and writing the posts and the advertisements and even product descriptions, I find it really relaxing. It's really enjoyable, and it's a great way to be creative.
And time goes by so fast when you're doing that stuff. I know getting ready for shows, it's like, you sit down, start putting things together, start burning CDs, and then like 2 hours has gone by and you say, geez, I had to do something else, you know. And
there's been a few nights that I had the intention of being in bed by 9 and next thing you know, it's 11 o'clock and I'm like, did the time pass so quickly? I didn't realize I was working that long on something.
Tell me about it. I know a lot of people, and we talked about, we'll be talking about things backtracking and that are allergic to certain products that are put into soaps and, you know, shampoos and body lotion and that. So I kind of like the fact that you don't add harsh additives and use natural ingredients for the dye and nothing synthetic.
Yeah.
Did you have to learn that by trial and error, or is that something that you did when you were younger and you just picked up on it or expanded it?
I think when I was younger, I didn't really understand what was synthetic, where dyes came from. So I didn't really avoid them as a child. when I started this, I wanted to be very intentional about not using any dyes that weren't naturally made from like vegetables or fruits or plants.
Sure.
So I did a lot of research to understand what does or does not have synthetic bases to it. A lot of the stuff I make as essential oils on my own, just so I know that they're really pure.
Right.
It is a very long process.
I can imagine.
I have reached out to local artisans that make essential oils to work with them on getting large quantities of essential oils to be able to use.
Each other.
Yeah, it can be. I feel like I could spend like a whole year just making the essential oils to then make soap the next year, but then sure. I wouldn't have any more. So it's nice to be able to work with each other. My biggest thing was I did not want to use palm oil.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
So palm oil is kind of a questionable product. A lot of people have an allergy to it. Other people don't like it because of how it's sourced. Okay. Unfortunately, in order to have palm oil, it causes a lot of deforestation. You are taking all of these trees down in the rainforest, which actually endangers animals like the orangutans because the trees are their home. And there's also some questionable labor tactics around palm oil. It actually is linked to a lot of child labor.
Oh, really?
And as soon as I did my research, and because I always knew it was a little questionable and I really wanted to understand why, as soon as I saw that, I said, no, thank you. I don't want to promote that. And I've also heard that it's hard to know that it's true palm oil that you're getting. And so I said, nope, if I can't choose where it's coming from and I know that it's made in a respectful way, in a sustainable way, I'm not going to use it. So 100% of our products are palm oil free.
Well, I'm losing my voice here. They're taking palm oil out of a lot of even food additives because of that. And
they are. I wish they would take it out of commercial products because it's in almost every commercial soap and cosmetic that you buy these days.
Really?
And it amazes me how much it's used.
Yeah, that's. And yeah, I mean, you're using it for you're not using it for the benefit, but also what it does to the environment and that. And I think there's a lot more things like coffee. They're looking more for where it's coming from because a lot of these places out of the country use child labor. And, you know, they just don't want to support that. Tell us a little bit again about your customer connections.
I have the best customers. I will tell you, I every week looked forward to seeing them on Wednesdays at the farmer's market. I had repeat customers that I would tell them the soap scents that were coming out in like a few weeks, because I did try to stagger our summer release to kind of go all the way through. We were selling at the farmer's market from May all the way through August. And so it was really nice to kind of stagger things. I really enjoyed telling someone about the bubble bars that are going to come out for the 4th of July, because I did an Americana bubble bar that was like a berry that was red, white, and blue. I did a red, white, and blue watermelon scented bath bomb that had edible glitter on it.
Oh, wow.
And it was so fun to see people come back and be like, oh, you have it. It's released. And get to see like the joy and the happiness that they had knowing that the product was what they expected it to be when we were talking about it. I also really enjoyed having people try the products that they bought and then come back a week or two later and tell me how much they enjoyed it, or that a friend used it and then the friend took it home with them because they liked it so much, so they came back to get more.
Sure.
And it makes me feel really good that people are enjoying it that much. But I like that I get to know the customers because they keep coming back week after week for a bar of soap or a foaming hand soap or something.
Yeah.
And when they come back, they're like, I really, really liked this. Maybe I should try that next. And so they'd get the foaming hand soap, but they'd also get a lotion so they could leave the lotion next to their sink.
And, you know, happy customers are your best advertisers, you know, because they'll tell people how good the product is. And then,
yeah, I think one of the best experiences was there were some artists for a retreat from Yaddo that all came over to explore the farmer's market, and just talking to them about the art that they do. And they were talking about how my soap making is an art was amazing, because I never really had thought of it as an art. I just kind of saw it as a fun hobby that I was doing. And I was like, oh, it really is an art, because it's hard to mold the soaps in the shape to make them pleasing to the eye to sell. And trying to customize labels and things like that, so things look nice and it's easy to read, but still is really pretty. And I really enjoyed talking to them and getting their take on how I could change some things up, how I could add different colors to some of the soaps, because I do use vegetables to create almost like its own homemade dye with water in order to change the color of something. Mm-hmm. I almost think of it as the way they used to dye Easter eggs before those little tablets that you add to the vinegar out. People would boil beets. And so I've done that and really gotten the water down in order to make a gorgeous pink color. I've done it with berries as well. And so it was really cool to talk to them about how they've done something similar to make their own paint.
Really?
Yeah. I've had people tell me that they have boiled things down and made custom paint out of like crushing shells or berries they picked in the woods. And I was really amazed to know that some artists go back to such an old traditional way. Sure. And I have seen some of their art, and it's just, it amazes me the brightness and the vibrancy of the colors when you paint like that.
That's neat. You have a website, and it is pure CO soaps.com.
Yes.
And if you just do a search, I did a search on pure company, and it brought me right to, and I clicked on and saw the website. It's a great website.
Thank you.
And did you create it?
I did, with a little help. I definitely hired someone to kind of help me get everything fitted on the page. Unfortunately, website design is not my strongest business attribute. But I chose all the fonts. I picked all the pictures from pictures that we took of the different soaps. I don't know if there's a video on there still, but there was a video that we had of what mixing the soap looks like in the middle of the saponification.
Really?
And so I believe that's on there under one of the tabs.
Okay. I'll have to check that out.
You can also search on Etsy for Pure & Co. soaps, and it'll take you to the same shop that the website will bring you to to purchase anything. All right.
Yeah, Etsy's a great forum.
I really enjoy Etsy. It's very easy to use. I like that I can put my lotion, and then I can actually create a drop-down menu, and it will give you every scent option that's available for that product.
That on there. That's pretty neat. Was it hard to set up an Etsy account? I mean, you got to have really good pictures, I think.
I don't think it was super hard. They're really good at walking you through everything.
Okay.
I think the hardest part was having everything I needed all at once to just sit and create it. It definitely took me a few weeks of, oh, hey, I need to go grab pictures of this, or I don't really like how this is showing in the product, so I want to change the angle so that there's better lighting and you can really see a product. Right. Unfortunately, they do give you direction on photography, which was nice. I had already taken hundreds of pictures, so some of them I really just didn't want to retake again.
Oh, boy.
But it was super easy. I actually bought this super cute little cube thing that's made for taking photos of products, and I can change the background color if I want.
Oh, really?
And then you can either take a picture right from above or right inside, but it has its own lighting built in. So you can just pivot the product in the little cube. And so I do take all of my own product pictures.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Thank you, Amazon, because that's where I found it. Okay. That's where I found it.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. One of the things that I wondered, do people, like, ask you if you could come up with a scent or, you know, they have an idea?
That's how we came up with the lemongrass.
Oh,
I actually had a customer. She came up to me and she said lemongrass is her favorite scent of all time. And she wanted to get the entire collection, the bar soap, the body wash, the lotion, the shower oil, all in lemongrass.
Okay.
So I actually talked to a friend of mine who was making essential oils. And I said, hey, do you have a way to make lemongrass oil? And she did. And so I said, all right, I would love to collaborate with you and use your lemongrass oil to make a whole lemongrass line. And that's kind of how we created that. I am very open to suggestions from my customers. They know what they like probably better than I would. I can take some guesses, and I've created ones that I thought would just be kind of your run of the mill, but they became like the most popular scent, like our water lily. And so I love taking suggestions from my customers and trying to figure out how I can utilize that. Is it just the scent, or do I mix it in with something else?
Sure. Well, that way too, it adds another product to your product line. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that you had said this, there's more people that like the scent that you may not have thought of.
Yeah.
You know. So you don't have to pay the finder's fee. let them come up with the ideas for
you. I can rename it and name it after them.
No, hey, look, you don't name your soap after me.
Yeah, that's true.
The heck with it. Just let it go, you know. So really, I like your motto here that you're a company as part of a lifestyle, not just a skincare routine.
Yeah.
Because I think once people start using a product like yours, they want to stay with it. And when they know about the story, what you're using, and, you know, I mean, you can go to Etsy, but you really don't know the background of everything. I think once you do, you kind of get an understanding of why you use your product.
I think I'm a wordy person, so putting that in the description of the soap would be a little hard for people to follow. But I really appreciate the opportunity to let people know the story behind the company. I've shared it with people at the farmers market before, but I definitely think that all natural products are not just a product you buy. It really is a lifestyle. It's I think it's a big change in the beginning for some people if they really want to be committed to no synthetics, no dyes and stuff. So it can definitely be a little bit of an undertaking in the beginning, but that's kind of why I created the business. I wanted to make it easy for people to find their skincare. My goal is to expand a little bit and do all natural, like, house cleaning products so that people have like room deodorizer and countertop cleaners that aren't full of chemicals that are really harsh and varying smells. I feel like every time I've gone to buy a cleaner, there's never just been one smell. Yeah. And I feel like when you clean a whole room, like when you decide you're going to clean your kitchen top to bottom, you're mixing so many smells and so many chemicals together that there's definitely a healthier way to do it. Yeah. And one that won't leave 12 different scents in your kitchen for 24 hours.
Yeah, of course. Now, I see that, you know, under What's Next, we talked about that you have some other products in your future.
Yes.
And a couple of them sound really, really interesting. About the lip.
Yes. It's been a trial and error process. I started making lip balm, and in the beginning, I found that using beeswax just made it so sticky. And I didn't want lip balm to feel like I was putting a glue stick on my lips. So my goal was to make something really silky and really smooth, but super hydrating in the winter. So we finally perfected that using some olive oil and some cocoa butter. And that will be coming out in mid-October. We're still, we will definitely have a plain original unflavored one. We're still kind of playing with what flavor additive kind of thing we want to do. I know everybody seems to like cherry. So I think the business team vote was cherry. I've also had people suggest like a light mint, like a sweeter peppermint kind of thing, yeah, or a spearmint. So yeah,
that would have to be kind of light though, because
yeah, overpower. Right. So we've been kind of playing with what the flavors will be. So I can't give any secrets out yet.
Not yet.
But the lip balm is coming right in time for the cold, windy weather.
Okay.
And then,
well, you said you had the bath bomb.
I do. Yes. We're kind of doing like 1 to 2 cents of bath bomb per season. So we did berry and watermelon ones in the summer. And we're going to do a pumpkin spice bath bomb for the fall. And I think it will be in the shape of a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, really?
I've been testing it, and I don't like to release products until I know they're perfect.
Right.
So we're testing to make sure it'll hold its shape, being more of a flatter pumpkin than in a ball. Right. So
now, do you have molds for these?
Mm-hmm.
You do.
I do. I'm a big shopper at Michael's and a few other craft places online. When I'm testing something, I go to Michael's for the molds just to have a small one to play with before I expand to bigger ones.
Now, do you produce a shampoo also, or not yet?
I'm working on it.
You are.
I am. I wanted hair care as well, because I think hair care is as important as skin care, because the hair care is going to be what's washing over your whole body when you're in the shower.
Oh,
so
definitely, yeah. No, I mean, you don't want to use the shampoo that's got additives or chemicals in it, because, you know, their hair is kind of fragile.
Yeah.
You know, so that's interesting. So from top to bottom.
Yes. That's the goal.
From top to bottom. What's the benefit other of using olive oil? I know it's better for you health-wise, but is that kind of like one of the better oils to use in soaps and body lotion?
I think it is. I don't think it's the absolute best one. Okay. I use small amounts of it because it is very thick, but the smell to it can definitely ruin a soap pretty quickly if you use too much. My favorite is jojoba oil, because it's as similar to natural skin oil as you can kind of get outside of the body. And so I like that. There's no scent to it. I've actually spoken to a lot of masseuses and like physical therapists, and that's actually their number one choice for massage, especially with sports injuries and stuff. And so knowing that it can be rubbed into the skin for a long period of time, I really wanted to incorporate that into a lot of our products.
Yeah, forget what oil I had to get when I had my knee replacement. You know, you got that big scar, and they tell you to...
Vitamin E, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was vitamin E oil.
Yeah, I use that in some of my products, too, because it's so good with the cell turnover and healing your skin. I'm sure it really helped with your scar after surgery.
Oh, yeah, it did. And, you know, most people, their scar is just a thin line. After mine, being a diabetic, it just, the skin doesn't heal as normal as other skin does. But it did help. I mean, it's great, you know, to break down whatever it is, the scar tissue and stuff. But I'm glad you're using that in some of the products, because, like you said, it is healthy for ourselves.
It is.
Yeah. So part of your long-term dream is to have a storefront.
Yes.
Or a travel trailer.
Yes. That would be, I have seen so many people take retro campers, little tiny travel trailers, and turn it into like a vintage clothing boutique. Or I've seen people actually selling food out of them. Yeah, exactly. They've had them as food trucks. Yeah. And I think that's a really great way to have a little setup, be able to sell products, and reach more customers.
Well, definitely. And I mean, I'm sure, well, like if you go to the farmers markets, you know, you have to have a food truck.
Yes.
But it would be like going to a craft fair. And there's a lot of great craft fairs.
There are.
And that'd be a great way to do it. Bring it with you, yeah. Instead of having, yeah.
I like that it can be more set up than, yeah, just tables and bins with the products in my car to, sure, unload and set up. I think if I have it in a travel trailer, I can bring many more products with me than would, definitely, fit in my whole car.
Yeah, and you can use baskets to put the salts, yeah, in, you know. And to rent a place is expensive anyway, so that's kind of like the perfect scenario. You know?
Yeah.
Then you have to get a big pickup truck to hook it up to.
I mean, I have a big SUV, so as long as it's not too heavy, I think my SUV will manage.
I'm sure it'll be all right. What else do you have that we can talk about?
I can tell you that I have specials for Christmas this year. Yes, I do. I'm doing gift sets this year.
You are.
I am. I'm doing a smaller gift set that's going to be a lotion and a bar of soap with either a soap dish, or we have hand crocheted soap bags from the Amish. I made friends with some people in the Amish community and they make handmade wooden soap dishes for me and then crocheted soap bags. So it'll be one of those with a bar of soap and lotion. It'll be about $18 and it comes in gift packaging. So it's ready for you just to fill out the tag and gift it. And then we're going to do a slightly bigger one that'll be a lotion, in shower oil, a body wash, and a lip balm for about $25, okay, also in gift packaging.
Now, will that be different scents, or will it be holiday scent, or how will you,
Everything in the set will either be the same scent or similar scent.
Right.
Some of the bar soaps don't have 100% a match to the lotion, so it may be that, sure, we have like a lemon bar soap but we have a sweet orange for, yeah, the lotion, but it'll all be together and like you can choose
that,
yeah,
you know, that body lotion you could have three in a bag or something.
Yep.
I know that I see that when I go to let's say I buy cologne. I'm a big I don't like the alcohol, you know, drive,
yeah,
skin and that. And they'll always have individual, but then when you go down the drop down menu, it'll say a different, like maybe three of them.
Okay.
So it gives you the option. If they sell three different scents, you can buy one individual or you can buy three together. You know, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I definitely plan to do multi-packs of the lip balms because you can't just buy one.
Oh, no.
Because then you lose it.
That's
you
right.
You got to have one for the car, one for your work, one for home.
Exactly. That's what I do. I have one in the bedroom. I have one in my car. I have one in my book pickup bag that I use when I'm driving the bus. And, yeah, you have to have one. Unless you make them like 4 foot.
Yeah, I don't. They're not going to be that big.
I don't even know if they make them that big, but no, they're neat to put in the pocket. So that would be great. And I have to see it because I wonder how they put them in those little tubes that you can twist. That's got to be.
So you take the caps off all the tubes,
yeah,
and I have a little thing that holds all of them,
okay,
and then you hand pour the lip balm because it's still warm and liquidy,
okay,
and you pour them all in and then you smooth the tops and you let them harden
stuff.
And then you cap them.
Yeah. We learn something,
yeah,
new all the time here. And,
it seems very hard to make lip balm I think once you get your like lip balm base made, it's not as hard. You just want to make sure you're not using too much beeswax, that it's sticky.
Right, that's sticky. Yeah. I mean, that there's one there that you, they call it beeswax, and it is sticky. I mean, and you don't want that. Your lips be sticky.
No glue feeling. I don't want to feel like I glued my lips shut.
No, not at all. But, well, like you say, it's, I mean, it's important, especially from the fall to spring, to use a lot of lotion products to keep your skin. And even in the summer, like if you're outside a lot, I know, you know, I mean, I did landscaping for years, and I know it does bother your skin, especially as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start using your products, you know, it will help out later on in life too. As long as you keep it up.
Yes. And I would use it before, like I'd start using it in like the next few weeks because it's not super cold. We still have some pretty good humidity, especially with all the rain we've gotten lately. But I would start using it to lock the moisture in before it gets too cold, because once your skin gets dry, trying to rehydrate it is a lot harder than just locking the moisture in.
And, you know, the thing is to use it year-round. I mean,
yeah.
Why should you use it just in the wintertime? I mean, yeah. Really, your skin needs it year-round.
Oh, yeah, especially with the sun and stuff in the summer.
Sure. You're outside a lot more. And people don't hydrate enough. They need something for their skin.
Yes. The nurse in me tells people to drink water 1,000 times a day.
Really?
Even if you add a little something of flavor to get that water in there, I'm a big fan of those electrolyte powders.
Yeah.
I actually make what they call a loaded water, and you do electrolyte powder with your water, and then you add a little bit of coconut water to it. And I like to put like a tablespoon of coconut milk, so it's a little bit creamy. I do it with like a strawberry powder. And I swear, once I started doing that, I actually drank water all day long instead of coffee.
You're using your nursing skills. You're
I am.
For that, you know. But, well, look, we have like 5 minutes left. So what we're going to do here now is I like to leave the last 3 or 4 minutes to have you recap everything.
Okay.
And, you know, if you repeat it, everything, that's fine. We just want everybody to keep this in their minds that, you know,
okay.
You're going to do that. So you can tell us about the soaps and the lotions and go on from there.
Well, for anyone that's tuned in late, I'm Alicia. I am the owner of Purin Company in Saratoga Springs. We are an all-natural soap company. We do bar soaps and hand soaps, lotions. We do a wonderful product called In Shower Oil that you apply when your skin's wet in the shower to really lock that moisture in. We sold all summer at the Wednesday Farmers Market in Saratoga. We are excited to try to come back in the spring for the Saturday market so I can see everybody that works on Wednesday evening. We are very all natural. We don't use any dyes, any synthetics, and we avoid palm oil because of the deforestation and child labor tactics that can be used. So when you buy our products, you can really trust that they are all natural and almost every product is locally sourced. And we will be on Etsy at Pure & Co. Soaps, or you can find us at pureandcosoaps.com.
And that's great. And you also have a contact on the
I do.
On the website, the contact page, and you can reach out to Alicia anytime.
Or you can email us too. If you're a big email person, we're at info@pureandcosoaps.com. I love emails. Message me with ideas for scents, ask questions. I love communicating with my customers.
Oh, I know. And you always get back to people right away. I mean, that's, you're very accessible, you know, for pretty much anything. I mean, ideas
can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Pure Co Soaps. So feel free to check out the products that we had over summer that were released. Leave comments, leave likes, follow our page, because we upload our new releases and let people know when they're coming, and hitting the Etsy shop ahead of time, because I really like to let people know.
Oh, definitely. Now, you don't do anything with the winter harvest market, do you?
I am not this year. Okay. Unfortunately, I'm a little too busy with nursing school for winter this year, but
that's great.
I will be posting all the craft fairs that I find throughout November and December. And there is an events tab on our website as well that will give you every event that we're signed up for. Okay. And it gives you the map so you can click it and get directions right away.
Well, do me a favor, will you? Can you send me an email when you're going to an event?
Absolutely.
Week, and then I'll, for the next week, and then I'll mention it on the show.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I know you have
I love it. It's heavenly.
My daughter did me two guys. She's good that way. And if you, the soap fragrances, are they in a pump bottle too?
Yes.
They are. So you have lemongrass and that's all I need. I don't like that. For some reason, it's easier for me to put it in a spongy thing.
Yeah.
And use rather than the bar of soap because it keeps looking on my hands and I have to go get it. You know?
Yes. And I do have a lot of kitchen related soaps too. Mm-hmm. I have a kitchen scrub bar and a kitchen lemon soap to get all those garlic onion smells off your hands. So I can load up your whole house with good, healthy soap.
You got the whole thing. Well, hey, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. And it's great to see you sometimes.
Yeah.
So you come back again.
I would love to.